I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Hi, we took last week off because, holiday. To be more accurate, I was in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Which, by the way, interesting fact, that makes the second trip in about a month where I've gone out of town. We've gone to a small town that has been perched on the bluffs of a hill, and it's filled with antique stores and all sorts of crazy stuff, and we came home with no beer and no records, so evidently that means I'm getting much more responsible. I don't know. Possibly. But anyhow, I have lots of music. Actually, you know, that is a total lie. I actually have less music. This is a smaller podcast, even after taking last week off. I've got some stuff I'd really like to play, but I'm not really, like, trying desperately to dig into the archives and find some stuff this week. So I'm going to play quality over quantity. So we're going to get things started. This is from a single that I found on a trip to Kansas City a few weeks back. This tracked it down to Vinyl Renaissance. I've actually been trying to find this single for a few years now. From their Let Me Cross Over single, this is The Litigators with, surprise, surprise, Let Me Cross Over.
Thank you.
surprised it took me that long to finally get on that new Zero Boys single. I mean, seriously, it's like their first new music in, like, what, 30 years? Yeah. From their Pro Dirt single on 1234 Go Records, that was Zero Boys with Put Some Lipstick on It. It's weird. They're like a punk rock Rolling Stones on this album. EP, whatever you want to look at it, 7-inch. I enjoy the shit out of it. It's definitely worth grabbing. And it's cheap. You can get it on black vinyl for like $5. Before that, Gas Huffer with Bedtime for Freaky from the Shrill Beeps of Shrimp on Empty Records. The joys of being a fan of Gas Huffer is that you will never run out of things to purchase. Because every time I go to the store, I'm like, do I have this one? No, I don't, surprisingly. So yeah, so much Gas Huffer, and always quality. And we started that off with the Litigators doing Let Me Cross Over from the single of the same name. Litigators, a short-lived Kansas City band. They put out one CD and that single, and then that was about it. Then they sort of morphed into a band called the Pink Sox, and then sort of disappeared. Most notable, in addition to being a very great garage rock band, most notable for featuring Jeremiah Kidwell of the Revelators, sort of like very cult favorite Crypt Records band from Springfield, Missouri. We've played the Revelators here before, and you should own that first record. The second one, not so much. This next set is all new music, and we're going to start off with The Witches from their album Annabelle Dream Reader. This is Grave Dweller. We'll be right back. I would like to apologize to the members of Mannequin Pussy. I was supposed to do an interview with them several weeks ago, and there was some confusion, and it got lost, and I totally forgot. And I feel really fucking horrible about it, because I really enjoy this album. It is very short. It is entitled Gypsy Pervert, and that track you heard was called Sheet City. But yeah, Mannequin Pussy, it is out now on Tiny Engines. I know, Tiny Engines, it doesn't sound like a Tiny Engines album at all, and it's fucking great. It's very short. It's like 17 minutes long. But damn, it's fun. That track is great. There's a track called Clit Eastwood that I'm also a big fan of. Everything about that band, super inappropriate, yet they're very good. Definitely pick it up. Before that, Lawrence's own Black on Black with I Dreamt I Died from their Firebrand EP. I believe I was specifically told not to do anything with that. I'm going to consider this as not posting it. I think people should hear that song. It's very good. I very much like it. I like what Wade and company do in that band. And it's so good. Every EP gets better than the last. And this one, I think, is the most solid through and through. And before that, The Witches did Grave Dweller from Annabelle Dream Reader. That album is out now. I heard one track off of it and then just bought it. So I think that's as good a recommendation as anything. The Grave Dweller was available on an EP or a single earlier this year. But you should pick it up. The whole thing's great. It's got that whole like sort of surfy, grungy vibe to it. That's excellent. And last set, it's going to get loud, it's going to get fast, and we're going to start it off with this year's new favorite discovery. I'd say this is my favorite discovery of the last year. From their debut album, We Came for the Dead, this is Ghoul with Tomb After Tomb.
Together in a six-pack in that. Either we take real action, or millions will die.
From their forthcoming album on Relapse Records, that was Iron Reagan with I Won't Go. The name of that album is The Tyranny of Will, and it will be out September 16th on Relapse. Yeah, such a good record. Oh my god, it's so much fun. I mean, they've put out a lot of material in a very short period of time. They've also put out a lot of short material in a very short period of time. Lots of music, not a lot of length to it. You could probably still take all of the EPs and everything they've put out, and you could probably fit it on one CDR without too much trouble. But yeah, Iron Reagan, featuring members of Municipal Waste, obviously, as you can hear. I like it. It's fun. New music from Judas Priest off their album Redeemer of Souls, that is The Halls of Valhalla. I saw a thing online where Frank Portman, a.k.a. Dr. Frank of the Mr. T Experience, he put up a review of that, and he just basically described that as sort of like instant like induction into the classic canon of Judas Priest, and I totally agree. I got to talk with Mr. Rob Halford last week for an interview that will be up at The Pitch sometime within the next month or so. It was an excellent 15 minutes, and I wish it could have been more. He is a most interesting and a wonderful person with whom to speak. And we started everything off with Ghoul doing Tomb After Tomb. That album is getting reissued and put out on a very nice vinyl version from Tank Crimes. It's supposed to come out sometime soon. Obviously, like every pressing plant on the face of the planet is backed up right now. But you can pre-order that from tankcrimes.merchtable.com. There's a bunch of different versions. There's a tricolor torch variant. There's a pure red vinyl one on what is called More Blood vinyl. And then there's the one that I'm definitely going to get. It's the Die Hard edition. It's on Blood Spill vinyl. It's got like a foil stamp jacket. And it comes with a flexi postcard featuring a bonus track, We Are Creepsylvanians by Igvar Schmeltzy and the Turnips, Creepsylvania's finest band that is not Ghoul. Yep, so that's it for this. Super excited about a bunch of new stuff coming out. This upcoming Friday, I will be going to the annual audio reader sale in Lawrence, Kansas. That is September 12th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Starts at 6 p.m. Tickets in advance are $7 from Audio Reader and $10 at the door. I highly recommend that if you live in Lawrence, you go to it. If you like vinyl, I will spend too much money, and it will be awesome, and I will have lots of new stuff on the next podcast, hopefully. But that's it. In the meantime, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff for airplay and review. Tell your friends to download and listen to this podcast. As always, you can find it at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog. You can find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Until next time, thank you for listening.